With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A new poll shows President Biden's approval ratings are hovering just above his all-time low.
According to a new Gallup poll, Americans' approval of President Biden's job performance has edged down 3 percentage points to 38%, just 1 point shy of his all-time low. President Biden also registered shoddy approval ratings for his handling of 5 key issues facing the United States, including a new low of 28% on immigration, as well as scores ranging from 30% to 40% for the economy, the situation in Ukraine, the war between Israel and the Iran-backed Palestinian terrorist group Hamas, and other foreign affairs. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, as the November election grows closer, President Biden will make a trip to the southern border today, the same day as President Trump. The Biden administration continues its efforts to block the state of Texas from stopping the deluge of illegal immigrants. Texas border security efforts have drastically decreased the number of illegals crossing into the state, so much so that illegal immigrants are now bombarding the U.S. border in Arizona and California. Instead of visiting sites that are being overrun with illegals, Biden will visit Brownsville, Texas, an area seeing the fewest number of crossings. A teen illegal immigrant accused of opening fire at police in Times Square earlier this month is indicted on attempted murder charges. 15-year-old Jesus Figueroa is being charged as an adult, accused of trying to shoot a security guard after he and two others were stopped shoplifting. Figueroa is from Venezuela and has also been linked to an armed robbery in the Bronx and another shooting in Manhattan. This is SRN News. A controversial statue is coming to Texas.
The University of Houston will display Witness by artist Shahia Sikander on campus from now until the end of October. The statue is an 18-foot-tall female figure bearing goat horns and tentacles that are somehow reminiscent of certain pagan deities. The artist says the figure is designed to honor the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her support for abortion. The unusual statue raised eyebrows last year when it was displayed in New York City. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota's Republican majority legislature opposes a planned ballot initiative that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The House and Senate have both overwhelmingly approved a resolution rebuking the ballot measure. Another bill under consideration would allow initiative petition signers to remove their signatures. South Dakota currently outlaws all abortions unless to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. The Boeing Company is taking steps to improve its safety culture.
Government and aviation industry experts say Boeing has made some strides toward improving its safety culture, but employees could still be the subject of retaliation for reporting issues. That's one of the findings in a report presented Monday to the FAA. The experts say that when it comes to safety, there's a disconnect between Boeing's senior management and workers. The experts add that safety training and procedures at Boeing change so often that it leads to confusion among employees. Safety at Boeing is being re-examined after last month's blowout of an emergency door panel on an Alaska Airlines jet. I'm Shelley Adler.
Authorities are responding to the home of Donald Trump Jr. after he received a threatening letter with an unidentified white powder inside. More details at SRNNews.com.